Chapter 4. Emotional Eating Traps. When you hear upsetting news, what is your first instinct? Do you find yourself reaching for sweets? When you've had a bad day at work, do you stop on the way home to hit the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant or pick up a big bag of chips at a convenience store? After you've had an argument with a friend, do you head into the kitchen and tear open the bag of chocolate chips you'd been saving to make cookies? When you experience negative emotions, you may have strong cravings for food. You may even believe that food is the only way to calm down, or you may believe that you deserve to comfort yourself with food when you're upset. Eating becomes your default response to distress. Most people who struggle to lose weight have a habit of turning to food for solace when they feel lonely, worried, angry, or sad. And in fact, food can comfort, console, distract, and soothe. Eating can calm you down, but only while you're literally consuming the food and for a very short time afterward. Food will never solve the problem that upset you in the first place. While eating may temporarily distract you from difficult feelings, once that distraction has worn off, you're likely to experience regret for straying from your plan, and you'll probably feel even worse than you did before you started eating. Emotional eating never solves problems. It just creates new ones. You may also turn to food when you experience minor discomfort. Perhaps you're feeling tired, bored, at loose ends, or you simply want to procrastinate. You may not even be fully aware of how you're feeling, but find yourself heading to the kitchen for an unplanned snack. The way to escape emotional eating traps is to learn how to deal with discomfort in a new way. Instead of turning to food when you experience negative emotions, you can try to solve the problem you're upset about or adopt a more reasonable view of the problem. But if you're seeing the problem accurately and there's nothing you can do at the moment to solve it, you need to learn to accept your distress. Accepting distress is a learning process. A reasonable interim strategy is to focus on something else. You can begin by distracting yourself with pleasurable or productive activities.